In 2013, WhiskeyCast HD featured the Beam Brothers, Paul and Steve, descended from one of the many branches of the Beam family tree in Kentucky. Prohibition forced their branch out of the whiskey business, but the Beam Brothers revived it in 2011 with their Limestone Branch Distillery in Lebanon, Kentucky. Now the Beams have sold a 50% interest in Limestone Branch to St. Louis-based Luxco, which owns the Rebel Yell whiskey brand, among other things. One of those things is Yellowstone Bourbon, which Luxco acquired in 1993. Yellowstone was created in 1872 by the other side of Paul and Steve Beam's family tree, the Dant family. And as Steve Beam told me on December 5th, 2014, it was an attempt to reclaim that part of the family's history that led to the deal with Luxco. Here's the entire interview. Tell me how this all came about, because I didn't know you guys were looking to sell a half interest.
Well, it didn't really start out that way. I contacted Luxco in regards to the Yellowstone brand, which was a brand that has been associated with the Dants and then Beams since the Dants founded it, and they've had Beams as distillers there for on and off until it was sold in the 40s. So it's just been closely associated with my family. So I've contacted Luxco in regards to that brand, and you know, one thing led to another, and we decided we'd work out best if to go in a partnership. So
now, how is this going to work?
Well, it's a 50-50 partnership, so we are going to concentrate on making whiskey, and they're going to concentrate on their side is going to concentrate on the distribution and marketing. So
this will lead to wider distribution for your sugar shines and the whiskey you've been making, as well as giving you the chance to recreate the old family brand.
Correct. That is absolutely right. And we also are going to be adding some rye whiskeys and different mash bills, and we're going to stay as an experimental craft, but we're also going to be doing the Yellowstone as well.
Does this provide any capital for you to expand the distillery and your warehousing that you're going to need to be able to do all this?
We are going to be expanding, yes. We're adding new equipment and storage facilities, so all that will be forthcoming.
Now, I have to ask this question, and feel free to say no comment if you want, but we've seen what happens when craft distillers build a distillery in recent months and then bring in an investment partner, and we've seen how that can go wrong, especially down in the case of Balcones down in Texas. What did you guys do to make sure that this partnership works long-term?
Well, Luxco has a long-term history with working with different distilleries, one down in Mexico and here in Kentucky. And it's a family business. We're a family business. We had no shortage of people offering us capital, which we, need to expand. But what was so important to us was we felt like we needed someone who understood the business, who was in it for a long-term investment, not a, short-term. Luxco understands the business. They've been in business since 1958, and they currently purchase whiskeys from various sources. So they understand how it works, and so that was important to us.
But with a 50-50 stake, you and your brother could wind up on opposite sides from them and be in a stalemate, theoretically, right?
We could. Yes, we could. We have that set up in the in our agreement, where it would go to how it would be worked out. And we're pretty comfortable with the arrangement.
What does it mean for you to have the old family brand name back?
Oh, it's very exciting for me. That was actually one of the like my personal goals was to bring back one of the original family brands, so I didn't realize it would come this soon.
Anything else you can add I didn't ask about?
I just think that this decision, I know that there's a lot of controversy, especially with what's been happening with other investors and situations and distilleries, but this decision we know is right for our distillery and our brands, and most importantly, our family, you know, at this time. So we're very comfortable with the partnership.
That's my interview with Limestone Branch Distillery co-founder Steve Beam, conducted on December 5th, 2014. Whiskey Cast is a production of Cask Strength Media, copyright 2014. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.